This is the WOKV Spotlight on 104.5 WOKV.
WOKV News Time is 8:10. A whirlwind of activity in both Congress and the Florida legislature. Joining us right now is Rick Scott, Florida U.S. Senator. Good morning, Senator.
Good morning. It's an exciting day in Washington, D.C. We're going to get RFK confirmed around 10:30 today. We got Tulsi Gabbard yesterday. So things are exciting.
And talk about Kash Patel this morning.
He's going to get done next week. He got out of committee, so he will get done next week. We're going to, Democrats are blocking this. We've had, so in Obama's first term, he had 28 people confirmed by now. We have 14. Hopefully we'll get 15 at 10:30 today when we have RFK. The next will be Howard Lutnick. Then we're working on Brooke Rollins, and then Kash Patel will be next week. So we're working hard, but Democrats are blocking us every way they can. They're slowing every process down they can. But I'm going to keep fighting for all these nominees. They're great people. RFK is going to do a fabulous job. And I look forward to continuing working with Tulsi Gabbard. She's great.
You have said that Democrats repeatedly are blocking Republican efforts for some of these confirmations. But some of these confirmations arguably are much more controversial than previous candidates have been. Would you say that that's true?
Nope. Eric Holder, you don't think he was controversial? Merrick Garland, do you think he was controversial? If you look at our nominations, they're quality people. They're basically, they have done something with their lives, right? They have served. Take Pete Hegseth. Here's a guy that led troops in battle. That's what I like. I like people that have gone out there, and Kash Patel is going to do a great job because he's been targeted. We know the FBI targets. We know DOJ has targeted people. Here's a guy, it happened to him. It happened to me back when I was in business. That's who I want in these jobs because they can say, I know what this is like. And so I'm hell-bent on fixing this stuff. So these are great people.
You mentioned Defense Secretary Hegseth, who is overseas. He's in Germany. And among the storylines that have developed just in the last 12 to 18 hours, Senator, is that President Vladimir Putin had at least an hour-long, if not 90-minute conversation with President Trump. What do you know so far about the effort to end the war in Ukraine? And is it as imminent as it may seem?
You would hope. Remember, this would not have happened if President Trump was president. So the only way this is going to end is if people start talking. Now, I want Ukraine to win. I want Russia to lose. I'd like Putin to be in jail the rest of his life. That's what I would like, right? So what we've got to do is we got to figure out how do we stop the Russian aggression? How do we get the death and destruction of Ukraine to stop, right? President Trump has been able to reduce hostilities during his time as president. Think about it. Look at what he's done just in the short time he's been president. How many of these hostages that Biden did nothing have already come home? What, 9 American hostages home from Hamas, Taliban, and Maduro? Mexico's got troops on the border. Canada's got troops on the border. Colombia's taken flights back. Venezuela is. Panama ending its Belt and Road Initiative with China. We killed an ISIS leader in Somalia. I mean, this guy has been in office, 3 years, 3 days, and it seems like 3 years, 3 days, 3 weeks and 2 days. Women's sports are protected. I mean, Trump is on a roll. He's busting his butt every day.
At the immigration level, you're seeing things obviously happening at the federal level with executive orders that the president has signed. And in your home state, which you used to lead as governor, Governor DeSantis and the lawmakers who lead the House and Senate on the Republican side are pushing today. It looks like they'll have a final vote on a trio of bills that would kind of draft off what some of the federal executive orders are intended to do. Have you studied those at the state level? Are they going as far as you would want them to go and be in line with what the president is calling for with his executive orders?
I haven't seen what they're going to do. I know I've spoken with Senate President Ben Albritt, and I've spoken with the Speaker of the House, Danny Perez, and I know they're very committed to making sure they work with President Trump to make sure we have a secure border. Two, we work with federal agencies to make sure if you're here, you're a criminal, you're a terrorist, you're a narco trafficker, you're not going to be in the United States long, especially in Florida.
And Senator, one of the things that the laws in Florida, the proposed laws, will do stiffen penalties for those in the country illegally who commit crimes and then mandate the death penalty for those who commit capital crimes. Is there any concern of reciprocity, i.e. action by other countries who might use this as an excuse then to execute American nationals who are overseas and then falsely accused, as often happens, we see that, of being in other countries illegally?
Well, unfortunately, Americans are being targeted all around the world right now. We've got thousands of Americans in prison. Some of it justified because they did, but a lot of them are unjustified. I met with the individual that's part of the Trump team now to try to bring these hostages home this week. But you always worry about what's going to happen when you pass legislation. But don't come into our country illegally. I mean, don't do it. I mean, you shouldn't expect if you go into another country illegally, you're going to be given, free phones, free food, free housing, all that stuff. So the bottom line I tell everybody is if don't do illegal things. I mean, if you don't do something illegal, the odds are nothing bad's going to happen to you. And don't take a risk. If you today go to Venezuela, you're taking a risk. If you go to Colombia, if you go to China, you go to Iran, you go to Turkey, there's a lot of places in the world. As an American citizen, you are going to be a target. So stop doing that. Don't be, have some sense. There's places in the world that hate us just because we're Americans and because we're successful.
Senator Scott, it's always a pleasure to speak with you. What are your biggest takeaways and things that you're looking forward to in the next week?
We're doing budget reconciliation, which is going to give money to the president to secure the border, to get the illegals out of this country. That's number one. Number two, we're going to get more money to defense. So we're going to get that done next week. Cash Patel will be confirmed next week. And we're busting our butts to figure out how to balance the budget up here. So that's what we have to do.
Senator Rick Scott, thank you so much for taking the time with us this morning.